How does that change the face of the women?
Well, I mean, you deal with that every week. You know, you either match players, you know, match personnel, or you can elect not to match, and there's groups that are kind of in between that you can do. But you're changing. They're putting in one more receiver, and we're taking out one more lineman just to match to cover from a cover purpose. So you're playing a different style. It doesn't change dramatically what you do. So you just got to play those plays better than we did, especially the first quarter. We didn't play the run real well, I don't think, in the first quarter. And then we kind of settled in and started doing a better job with it.
Is there any simple way to explain some of the missed tackles you guys had early?
Well, one, play the initial play better. You know, don't let the ball carrier get ahead of steam. That's the first and foremost thing, I think. You know, you don't want a guy into your second level that quick and that clean. And, obviously we know going into the game these were two big, strong backs. And, we're going to have to do a great job of tackling. But it really starts up front, you know. I mean, with D-line linebackers, DBs that are involved in building a wall, making it difficult for the runner to find his crack, slow him down a little bit, and that type of thing. They're very similar. You know, I mean, they're the second best offense in the NFL. I think the number one passing offense. They got two good running backs, different style guys, but two really good. And Hill's kind of like the guys we just saw from a physical standpoint in there. And they're talented on the outside. So it's one of those things you're not going to load the box. Because of how they're built on the outside, and I think Andy Dalton's playing really, really well for them. So it's going to be the same kind of challenge, really.
The 12 men on the field was mm-hmm. that a tempo issue?
One of them was more on us. One of them they switched personnel, and we thought there should have been a little more time for us to switch personnel.
Gotcha.
That didn't work out that way. You know, but that's the game. So, and we probably still could have made it off, but really we felt we maybe should have got a little more time on that. But yeah, they do a good job. It's something that we practiced hard on, and we didn't do a good enough job on it.
On the free plays, is that something that you can prepare for?
Yeah, we practiced the free plays. We had guys, predetermined guys, jump off sides and practice and do it. The hardest part of the free play is the back end people understand it because the guys are running. Yeah. The front guys got to understand you got to keep rushing.
Yeah.
The play's not over unless he's blowing the whistle, you know. And there's thoughts on that too, you know, like when's it a free play and when isn't it a free play. But that's the most important part we were trying to emphasize in the week. The back end, you know, this guy's got a free play. A free play means, hey, I'm not going to throw it for 5 yards here. I'm going to throw it for 50 and hope something good happens for us, you know, from completion to interference, whatever. And if it doesn't, I'm going to get the play over anyway. So you understand that on the back end, and the front end just got to keep rushing the quarterback, and just like it's a regular play. Now, that's hard to do because you naturally stop. You know, that's the nature of the beast. But, it's something that, we didn't do as well as we could have, and, we just got to coach it better and play it better and the whole deal.
It seemed like in the week leading up to Green Bay, it was going to be about individual matchups a lot with that team. Is there something scheme-wise, adjustment that you can do against Cincinnati? Or are they similar in that regard too? It's just about the matchup.
No, I mean, I think any offense has its strengths, and any offense has a strength and weakness, and every defense has its strengths and weaknesses. And you're always, maneuvering around those two issues all the time, you know, your strengths, their weakness, your weakness, their strengths. And you got to balance both of them. You know, if you play only to your weakness every time, it becomes hard to be aggressive and do the things you want to do from a standpoint. So you try to balance that, and you try to stay out of the never and always category.
Hey,
you know,
how tough is it to go Manning, Rodgers, and now Andy Dalton? I mean, that's a pretty tough 3 week stretch, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good, and I mean, I think, you know, those guys are all playing, you know, we all know Peyton and that, and but I mean, Aaron's playing at a really high level, like we talked about last week. I think Andy Dalton's probably playing the best football he's played. You know, he's very efficient, not turning the ball over. He's done a great job, you know, in these first three games here for him, and it's a good challenge. And they're surrounded by some really good players, you know. I mean, and that's the big, like you mentioned, since he's got really good balance from a running game to tight ends to wide receivers to backs, as far as being involved in the passing game. So they demand a lot of things from you. You know, it's hard to say, hey, if we can just take this away, we're in good shape. You know, we got to take away a lot of things in this game to do a good job on defense.
Having Sean Smith back, does that make it easier for you guys to do what you want to do defensively?
Well, yeah, you know, obviously, you know, we'd like to have him back without losing Philip Gaines, you know, so it was that kind of balanced out a little bit. But, yeah, you know, it gives us a corner that, you know, has played here and played in the system, played very well. And so, you know, that's definitely going to help us.
I think it's easy to say, you know, a guy gets more mature as he gets older, Sean Smith. Have you seen growth?
Yeah, I think since the time he's come here, I mean, I'm speaking, you know, specifically as a player here. I mean, you know, learning the system, learning what we want to do, how to play, how to share that knowledge with some of the younger guys and that type of thing. And I think Sean's done a really good job of that. And, you know, so we got to count that he's going to be able to come back pretty fast here this week without a lot of practice time. But I think he'll be fine, you know. The same as we did every other week. You got to, number one, you got to do your job and do it well. I mean, a nickel is always a delicate position. You got to do a lot of things in there. You know, it's a position that, you know, demands some moxie in there. You know, there's a lot of things happening fast, and you know, a receiver really has the ability to go both ways because he's on the inside, so he can go inside, outside, he can go vertical on you, and then there's a lot of nuances of the defenses that you're involved in. So it's going to be important that guy plays well. You know, I mean, it's like any defense when you get in there, it's in those situations against three wide receivers, you got to do a great job in there. So
is it easier to provide help to a boundary or field corner or to a nickel corner?
That's hard to answer, because a lot of it's determined by the formation, you know. So you really can't, you know, I mean, there's times you'd like to just go in and help somebody, but you know, those offensive guys are pretty smart too. They figure out ways where it becomes a little more challenging to help, but you got to be able to mix a little bit of both in there, you know.
Hey guys, thanks, coach.
All righty,
thanks.
Yep.